Good morning, we are Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Daled, the bottom of Gimel. We're speaking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We're on Rat, so we said at the end that after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when he is spoken to Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, and he basically came around, he was feeling better, he said like this. He says, "We Amar Hoyel Ve'itrachish Nisa, I'm falling out to the bottom of the Amud. Since the miracle happened, Izil Itkin Milta. I'll go and do something for the place, right?" So what is Itkin Milta? Rashi says, Yakaderek Shasa Yaakov, because he saw me at Esav. When Yaakov was saved from Esav, so he realized he owed something to the town. He had to do something. It's no good just having miracles occurred. You've got to give back, right? What's it called? Paying forward, they say, right? So he says like this, Izil Itkin Milta. That was Yaakov. Dichtiv, Vayov Yaakov Shalem. Yaakov came Shalem. The most Amar Rav, what does it mean, Shalem? Rav says, Shalem begufo, shalem b'mamon of shalem b'torato. Look at Rashi there. He came shalem begufo, shnitrape mitzalato. He had the fight with the Malach, and now he was limping, now he was feeling better. For shalem b'mamono, all his wealth, and that was after he'd given a big present away to Esav. And then shalem b'torato, Rashi says, shelo shachach talmudo mibnei torach haderech. He had got a long journey, right? And therefore, he didn't forget his Torah from all the toils. There's this Likutei Rashi over here. She actually is on the Rashi on the Pasuk. He's a little bit different. Rashi's on the Pasuk. We have Yaakov Shalem. Shalem begufin shenit prepa bitzalato. Shalem b'mamono. Shlo chasar klu mikol oto doro. That's what I mentioned. The gift that he gave to Esav. And b'torato shelo shachach talmudo b'beit Lavan. Rashi there on the Pasuk doesn't say from the journey. He says, being in Lavan's house. See, like, never much time to learn. Why is it Lavan's working day and night? Never much time to learn. We saw the other day in the Gemara. The Gemara said, why did we have there on Daf Lamed Aleph? We said, Kovei Itim B'Torah. Because you don't make Itim B'Torah, you end up getting so involved in your work. You don't have a time to learn. That's probably happened to Yaakov. Yaakov never had time to learn it's a Lavan's. Anyhow, that was Yaakov. So therefore, he says, and the Pasuk ends off and says, Vayichan et Penei Ha'ir. Right, so what do you mean by Yichan? By Yichan over here means that Vayavu Yaakov Shleim Yishchem Asher Beretz Kadnam Bevo Padan Ram Vayichan Epenair. So something Vayichan Chananu, we did something for the city. Rashi says Yatiken Lehem Divrechen V'Chanaya. See that good, like nice things for them. So Amrav, what does it mean? Matbeya Tiken Lehem. Rav says that he made some sort of coin. He minted a coin for the town. Ushmuel Amar Shvakim Tikem, he built marketplaces for them. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Merchatzaot Tikem, he built bathhouses. Interesting to see, there's actually a parallel. The whole story began with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai with Rabbi Yehuda ben Gairim. Well, they said the Romans built bathhouses, right, and built marketplaces. But then they said Gesharim, bridges. Yeah, he invented a coin. It's almost like two out of three parallels there are similar to that idea. Right? So he says like this, Ika Milta the body it could have. Then after he had done this, he says, is there anything here that needs fixing? Anything here in the town that needs fixing? So Amalei, so they told Amulei, they said to him, yes, Ika Duchten it besfeke tumah. There's some place over here in the town which has got a safek tumah. And what's the problem with the safek tumah? It says, and the problem is the Kohanim have got a problem wandering around there because, you know, Kohanim can't walk over to my place. Look at Rashi. It was a major passageway for people traveling through. And they'd have to go around a very long way. It was difficult for the Kohanim. So Amar Sardar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, trying to think, how can he fix this place up? So he says, Amar Ike Inesh Tiyade De Itchazek Hachet Tahara. Is there such a person now with Tumah? What was their concern? The concern was there was probably a cemetery being built there. If it was Muchzak that there was Tumah there, right? It's a problem. But now maybe the people who say as a rule there was a Chazokah that was actually Tahor, and it's the Safek, not a problem, right? So Amarles, they said to him, yes, right. Rashi says, yeah, Baha'i Shuk, Miyamav, Shloya, Barak Farod, Gamur, Vroin Tana Fanato. If it was a Barak Farod, Gamur, if it was a proper dedicated cemetery, you can't uproot a cemetery. If it was just a place like in a casual circumstance, they happened to bury one or two people that they were killed in the war, whatever the case, they couldn't have a time to get them out because of Erev Shabbos. So then it's not a Beit Kfarod Gamur, and therefore they can move the bodies if they have to. Says anybody there who knows what the story is out there, because there must have been a reason why somebody thought that this place was tame. So there was this old man over there who knew the place, and he says, yes, Kan, my mashratia, kitet bet zakai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai, right? It was the previous generation. Tumuse truma, some sort of a vegetable of truma. She's over here. Kan kitet zakai, shetalan va'akran lachar gidulan. So basically, this truma stuff, he had no problem hanging around in this area with truma foods and putting it there, planting it there, cutting it there, spreading it around. In other words, he wasn't concerned there was truma in the area. Right, so Avad Hihu Namiyachi, so Rabbi Shimon Chai did the same thing. Now look at Tosfot over there for a second. Avad Hihu Namiyachi, Mifarish Ranatam, Kamo Yaakov Inu, Vitikain Milta. He wanted to do something. Taka went like Rabbi Yaakov into the town to do something, right? He says, Namiyachi, Kol Echad Ahave Kashay Tahare, Vichol Echad Ahave Rafe Tzayne. He said like this, wherever the ground was hard, that he made sure there was tahor. Obviously, nobody was buried over here. The ground, we can see nobody was buried in this ground. V'chol echad dehavei rafe, where it was rafui, where it was soft, the land was not tzana. He made a mark, right? And he said that there could be a safek body buried over there. So now look at Rashi. So avirahu nami yachi yachi mitzatz tumasi meshtachin shami. He spread them all around. V'nasen nais, says Rashi. V'tzafa meit b'makom shehu sham. There was a dead body there, and it came up. It rose up. He said, the Dam Yerusham is a story like this. Shuvah Yochai, he went there, he spread this tumor scene around, and on the soft land, Taka, dead body came, he made a site over there, and they removed the body, obviously, and now he was able to metaher the marketplaces. So now, Amar Husaba. Now, I'm not sure if it's the same guy, because we said it earlier on, Amalia Husaba. If it was the same Saba or another Saba, I don't know, that's the truth. Sometimes, one way I read it, it seems to be the whole same guy. But in a second, we'll see it might run it be one of the Talmidei Chachamim that were part of this story. So one Amar Ahu Saba, Tier Ben Yochai, Ben Akvarot, guy running around saying, basically accusing Rav Shimon Yochai of being the Tahir of cemetery. So Amalei, so Rav Shimon Yochai, pretty cross with the guy, says, Ilmalei, Ayiti Manu, if you hadn't been with us, let's say you were with us, but you didn't consider yourself part of this Beit Din that did this story. Yafe Atomer. How would it say? You know what? You weren't part of it. You saw Rav Shimon Yochai. And what did you say? He said he's running around being Metaher cemeteries. He said, Ever Achshav, Shayiti Manu. Venime, you were part of us. Yomru Zonot Mefarkasot Zotzu. Terechachavim, Lo Kosh again. Prostitutes. Even though they compete with each other for the same business. Look at Rashi here. Nonetheless, mefarkasot. What's that? It's sar chavet liot na'a. They braid each other. Says the Kutei Rashi over here. Says over here, mefarkasot. It's also a pirkus kliat se'ar from Gomorrah Ketubot. He says they braid each other's hair. You know, they're competitors. He says, what do people say? Prostitutes can get on together. Tamerei chachamim lo kol shekain. We can't get on together. He got a hell of an anger with him. Remember, Rav Shimon Yochai been in the cave for 12 years, right? You don't play with this guy, right? Every time he looked at you wrong, you roasted. That's exactly what happened over here. Yahav be'inei v'nach nafshi. He looked at this guy and he turned his eyes to him and the guy died. On the spot. Nafik neshuka. Now he's walking around the market. Shimon Yochai, chazye le'yehuda ben gairim. He sees the guy who caused all the problems to begin with. Right? He sees this Yehuda ben gairim wandering around, free guy. Amari says to himself, Adayin yesh lezeba olam, this troublemaker, this person, he's still around. Natan bo'ena vasahu gal shiratzamot. He looked at him and it turned into a big bundle of bones. Okay, bottom line is, the Gemara is telling us about Shimon Rashi Yochai. He was a serious guy, took his job seriously, don't play. Okay, now we're back into Shabbos. This is also a part of that Bamei Madlikin. Just by the way, for those of you that remember, there were two different Nuschaot in Bamei Madlikin Erev Shabbos in the Ashkenaz Siddur. Some have got this, and some haven't got this part of the Mishnah. All of them say up until the previous Mishnah which we had. Shloshne Mashim Nashim Metot Peshat Neratan. About this one over here, Shlosha Dvarim Chichadam Erev Beitel, there used to be a song. Shlosha Dvarim Tzarich Adam Lohoma B'toch Beitel, B'toch Beitel, Erev Shabbatim Chashachin. Anybody know that song? Okay, anyhow. Ira's nodding along there. Okay, right? What are the things you got to say? And it's Safek Lomar B'toch Beitel, Erev Shabbat, Im Chashachin, right? Just before it's getting dark. Look at Rashi. What is Im Chashachin? Why just before it's getting dark and not earlier on in the day? In other words, you leave it like literally one of the things, the last things you do Erev Shabbos, right? Look at Rashi. She'im yemahel askira mibod yom, if she'u v'yomru adan yesho. If you tell a guy, listen, check out in the office, I got plenty of time. And plenty of time, he won't come to do it. So that's why we leave it right till the person knows, oh, I better run and do it. Like everyone's got things in the house they got to do the last, like, I know my job to set the time switch. And Rosetta says, but I light before lighting candle. You set the time switch, like we run and I do it, right? That's the same sort of idea. Says, yeah, Shlosha Erev Shabbat, Im Chashaycha, Isartem, do you take off Maser? Eravtem, do you make an Eruv? We'll see now what it means. This is not going and building an Eruv around your town. Don't worry, that you haven't enough time to do that, right? This is Eravtem. And Adliku et Taner, you light the candle. Look at the lashon of the thing. The one is Isartem, did you do Imaser? The one is Eravtem, did you do Eruv? The one is Hadliku. Not hidlaktem, did you light the candles? It's actually go light the candle. Hadlikur, go light the candles. Look at Rashi over here. Isartem peiro ta'ila nesudat Shabbat. Did you take truma and maser off the fruits for Shabbos? Now this is amazing halacha. Look over here. She'af achilat arai shel Shabbat kova'at lemaser. Normally you have to take truma and maser if you're having a sudat keva, right? If you happen to be outside in the field and you're eating a sudat arai, so you don't have to take truma, you can eat off the trees. But Shabbos, no matter where you eat on Shabbos or what your Shabbos itself is considered kavua, and therefore you have to eat Davrim Musarim on Shabbos, even if you're outside in the field. Right? The Shabbat oneg ikri mikol shav oneg is proper oneg, proper the whole story. Right? That's the first thing. Then it says eruvtim, eruvei tchumin. We're talking about eruv tchum v'chatzerot. Okay, so we'll see. It's eruv tchum and eruv chatzerot. We'll see a question in the Gemara just now. Not so partial, you can do Eruv Tchumin. Eruv Tchumin is 2,000 amas from wherever you are, right? It's a little difficult, right? He says like this, V'hani trei shaychele mimrinu b'lashon sha'ila. Rashi says, these two are said, what's that noise there? These two are said in a, thanks. These two are said in a question form. Teshema kfar asu, maybe you did them already. Aval b'ner lo shaych hidlaktem. With ner, you don't say, did you? Did Davar Hanir line? You can check. You can look at the candle. The candle's burning. You don't say, but did you light candles? You can see yourself. So candles are Hadiku. Go light them. If they haven't been lit yet, go light the candles. Right? Now the Mishnah says like this. Safek chasheicha. Safek eno chasheicha. If it's a safek now. We said, Shloshavim Amar, the top I told, im chasheicha, right? The im chasheicha over there, we'll see just now, Rashi on the, if you take a look down at the bottom there, the Rashi on the Gemara. It says, Im chasheicha, mi ba'od yom hu ve'yesh shahut la'aser u'la'arev. Okay? And there's still time. In other words, we're talking about, but much before Shabbos, you still got time to do these things that you have to do. Not already dark. Now the Mishnah says, if it's safek chasheicha, safek eino chasheicha, now a little bit later on in the evening, then, ein ma'asir tavada. If you want to do ma'asir, you can't do ma'asir ovada, which is definitely, which is tevel. Right, if it's not, if the truma must have been taken, you can't take it off. That's proper teva. For ein mat binin a kalim, you can't go to the mikveh and toivel kalim. Right, the ein mat likin, and now it's too late to light out the candles. Aval masin ademai, but you can maser demagmim, because but demai is only a safe. Look at Rashi. The ein mat likin a neirot kol shkan is like the right to heave a zu and shukhul makdani. Aval masin ademai, the Lord dabi le matake and drama ratzim esrim, because not really a tikkun, because most damaratzim do take off. Truma Maaseh, so this is the Rabbanim out of Brocha, so we do it even after Safek Chasheicha. Uma'arvin v'tomnin erachamin. So you do Eruv, look at Rashi, Eruv, or Gemara Parichai Tan el im Chasheicha Ravtem. Let's ask questions now, because a second ago we said, Shloshadri Nomar b'toch b'eto im Chasheicha, and one of them was Eravtem. Did you like the Eruv? Now we said Safek Chasheicha. At a later time, you can still do Eruv. So what's going on here? We're asking early on, did you do Eruv? And now we're saying later on, you can still do Eruv. We're going to ask the questions now. And the last thing is, v'tomni rachamin. You can remember, t'mon means to wrap. Like, you know, you put like a blanket over your feet to keep it warm. And we'll see just now, we're starting to get down to proper Hilchot Shabbos, but we'll come to the next parak, parak Bishul Kira. The next parak will start. When do we start the next parak? I think pretty soon. That's about Daf Lamed Zayin. Yeah, Lamed Vav. In fact, we're going to do it, Lamed Dalet Hay. On Motzei Shabbos, we'll start Perek Kiru, the third Perek, and that's all about cooking. And there we'll see that Hatmana, the difference between like to mean something with Davar She Mosif Hevel, which adds heat, like let's say a hot plate, or Davar She Mosif Hevel, like a blanket, which just keeps it hot. Two different things altogether. We're going to deal with it. So anyhow, one of them is you can do Hatmana if it's safek or not. Look at Rashi there. Notnan bekupa shel mochin liot chumam mishtamer bahen. Even if it's safek chashek, you can wrap it in blankets. We just keep the heat, not mosif hevel. But if it's really dark at night, you can't even do hatmana. Even though that's why on today in Israel, for example, we use a hot plate let's say on Shabbos morning. So you've got to be careful when you cover the food, not to cover it so that the thing is completely covered on the sides as well. You can cover over the top, but you must leave it at the sides around uncovered. Otherwise, you get into a problem of hatmana, which is the sapa we're speaking about over here. Okay? So that's that. Let's carry on. Wow, it's taking long. All right. What's the makor for this idea of three things you've got to ask inside your house and be prepared for Shabbos? It was Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Krav, we got a pasuk. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says like this, V'yad, from Eov, V'yadata ki shalom o'alecha, you should want to know that there's peace in your tent, meaning that your house is all organized. Ufakarate navcha, nave is your dwelling, v'lo techetan, you should, ufakarate, like visit, or take account for. Give me an English translation of that pasuk, please, somebody. But like be aware of what's going on in your house. That's the idea of this pasuk. Velo techeta, then you won't come to sin. So Amar Rabba Bar Huna, Afagab, the Amar Rabba Nan Shloshav Bim Shichad Dabla Mar Vechulei. The Rabba now comes and adds on Rabba Rachan a nice idea. He says, over and above the fact that Chachamim said that you should say these things, he says, nonetheless important, Tzarich Lememrinu Benichuta. You must say it calmly. This is especially for me this Gemara, right? You mustn't get into a flap Erev Shabbos and start ranting and raving and screaming in the house. Have you done this? Have you done that, right? You got to... Have you lit candles or light candles, please, darling? Or have you done Eruv? That's the way you're going to speak, right? So they'll receive it from you. That's you want people to accept it. There mustn't be something for you. Amar of Ashi. Rashi says, "Ana lo shemir de hadra b'bar v'huni." So I never heard this before. But nonetheless, the kiyamti misfrat made sense to me. I did it anyhow without hearing it from Rabbi Bar Avuna. From Avuna. Okay. Ha, now the Gemara gets into the Mishnah, into the nitty gritty of the Mishnah. Second, ha gufa kasha. We've got inherent contradiction here in the Mishnah. Amarta shlosha drav shicha davna mar betoch be toiv shabbat im chashaycha. You said that these things must be said whether from by a person. Im chashaycha. Im chashaycha means just as it's starting to get dark. And what do we understand from im chashaycha? We mean im chashaycha. But if it's already later on and it's safek chashaycha, safek eino chashaycha, then no, then you can't do it. But what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah then said, Hadartani, Safek Chashaycha, Safek Eno Chashaycha, Ma'arev. We understood, Isartem, Eravtem, Dikutaner. Eravtem is one of the things you want to say, Erev Im Chashaycha. Then, Safek Chashaycha, Safek Eno Chashaycha, we understand that you can't do it anymore. And then what do you say in the next breath? If it's Safek Chashaycha, you can still do Eruvin. So make up your mind. Is Eruvin something which is limited to Im Chashaycha? Or is it even allowed at a later stage? Safek im chashaycha, safek enu chashaycha. And then why is it at the beginning? In other words, you understand the question, right? The question's pretty clear. So now the Gemara interrupts the answer here and says, Siman, begufia, zimra, tzifra, bechalva, demilta. This Siman will come clearer later on, I hope. Right? But in the meantime, let's carry on with the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's a stira? Amarav Abba, Amarav Chia Barashi, Amarav. He says, lo kashia. It's not a stira. Kan be'eruve tchumin. Kan be'eruve chatzerot. I started at the very beginning of the shiur. I told you a little background, right? The difference between an eruv tchumin and an eruv chatzerot. Eruv tchumin, firstly, it's a longer way to go, right? You got to get out of your house. You got to go find the 2,000 amas. You got to walk a kilometer, then walk a kilometer back. It takes a bit more time. But that's not the Gemara's Rashi's explanation, and that's why that is limited to im chashaycha. Eruv chatzerot, which is a simpler story, you can do later on. That's according to Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Chia, in the name of Rav. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Be'eruvei tchumin, tikkun ma'alia. That's a proper good tikkun. Why? Da'asmechua rabbanan tchumin akrai. There's a makor, it could be close to a doraita, this tchumin. It isn't, but it's got an asmachta. Right? Va'afilu leman da'amar tchumin to rabbanan. There's a makor, we'll sit later on. Right, is it right? Is it Rabbanan? Yafidan makom imakom imakom inisa. Right, even though you said it's a Rabbanan, so there's an asmachta for it, it's not a right, they agree that there's a pasuk, which is a pretty persuasive argument. Aval eruve chatzerot, But with courtyards, it simply everybody agrees the chumra almud and the chumra velo mikre shvita me'aliata, right? Uvesveiket the benashmashu chapter, and therefore to do this type of tikkun at a level that's really later on still a safek, we may kill. We haven't got a problem. And that was the answer. Now on this, Svama Rav says, why are we speaking about this idea of eruvin? And we see that benashmashot comes into play with regards to eruvin. He'll give us some examples here, Rava, of how benashmashot could be because what we're saying that eruv chatzer is a kula. It's only a chumra, so we may kill that benashmashot. Right, you'll see how this comes to play. Amru lo shnayim, tzei varevan. And two people say to the one guy, same guy, go and make me an eruv. Okay? Le'echad irev alav mibod yom. The one, he did it at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He put out some food there, right? A few matzahs. And lo'echad irev alav ben ashmashot. And the second one, he only brought ben ashmashot, if he remembered, he went to do it. And the Mishnah said, you can do it. The last minute, he remembered, he hadn't done it. He ran outside and did the eruv. Zeh she irev alav mibod yom, nechal eruvo, ben ashmashot. The guy who had put out earlier on, necha, look at Rashi there, she'achlu kelev adam, and somebody came along and ate the matzahs. So, but ben ashmashot, now we want the eruv to be there at the time of Shabbos coming in. Right? When do they eat it? At ben ashmashot. So now we might say, ben ashmashot not really near Shabbos. So there wasn't an eruv when ben ashmashot came in. We'll see that in a second. Vezeh she'irev ala ben ashmashot, and the one who did the eruv for right at the end of ben ashmashot, nechal eruvo mishech hashecha. Somebody ate it already when it got dark. So the question is ben ashmashot time to do an eruv? Maybe it wasn't, even the eruv wasn't done, because ben ashmashot might have been Shabbos. So the guy who had the eruv before Shabbos, maybe ben ashmashot came and it wasn't Shabbos anymore. So therefore, the eruv wasn't in there for Shabbos. On the other hand, the guy who only did it for ben ashmashot, it might already have been Shabbos. Therefore, he hadn't done the eruv previously before Shabbos. So on Shabbos, it was too late. So you see, it can go either way, right? That's what we're stuck in there. Shnehem kana eruv. So the bottom line is, both of them, it's a good eruv. Right? Both of them is a good eruv. Look at Rashi there. Shnehem kana eruv. The wide lines of Rashi. Look at Rashi here. So the one here, we got a kula. We said the guy whose eruv was eaten during ben ashmashot, we say, you know what? Ben ashmashot's good. It's a already Shabbos. And therefore, it was in by the time Shabbos came in. ולגבי דהי שהונה חלה בין השמשות ונקיים עד שחשייך שזה בין השמשות יממה. And the guy, on the other hand, for the person who only put it there during השמשות, we say, you know what, for him, it was daytime. And we put it there before Shabbos came in. And therefore, it was there at night time, and it's also a good Eruv. Right? ועדיין לא כדי שהיום כשהונה ונמצא שהיה שם כבר בשעת קניית Eruv. That's what Ravitz חידוש over here is. Right? So he says, even Ashmashot Yamamu. Now the Gemara explains, basically Rashi gave us a prelude. He says, what's the question? Manashach, what's the difference? What's a big chidush here? He says, even Ashmashot Yamamu, if Ben Ashmashot is considered daytime, so then Batra Likni Kamalo Likni, then we should say that the second guy, his arrow was good. Why? Because it was there while it was daytime and it landed lost into the night. But the first guy, it wasn't there by the time Shabbos came in, because we said that Ben Ashmashot, right, is daytime. Even Ashmashot Lili, if Alain Beshmash is night time, then Kama Likni, then the first guy had a good Eruv because it was there, but Ashmashot. The second guy, Batul Orikni, wasn't there because he already put it there night time already. So we said, no, Ben Ashmashot, Sveikahu, Vesveikah, Rabban Lakula. So Sveikah, and if we got Lakula, and we can be Lakula here in both directions. And the guy who was there before, we say Ben Ashmashot works for him, it was night time. And the guy who was there night time, said it works for him, it's already daytime, it was still daytime. Okay? That's it. Excuse me. Right. Now the Gemara carries on. Amar Rava. Mipnei ma amru, ain't. Now Rava's assuming over here that the Mishnah said, right? What is that in the Mishnah? We said, Safek chashecha, safek eno chashecha, ain't ma shunat avadai, v'ema bin rakedim, v'ema kedim, v'ava ma shunamai, ma'arvin, v'tomni rachamin. So when is that? Safek. So he said, Ibn Amaru, ain't tomnin b'davar she'en musif hevel, b'mishech ha'sheicha. So we understand from the Mishnah that if you can do t'mina hatmana, b'safek ha'sheicha, you can't do it mishech ha'sheicha. Right? That's what he says. So look at Rashi. Amar Rabbi Meir, Ma Amrush Ein Tomnin, Kagon Semer Mochin, anything that they keep the heat. Mishach Akinav Adnitim V'Tomnin. Okay, Rashi, Rashi, say what I just said now, right? So now I'll say what Rashi said. Okay, So he says, why not? He says, Gzeira Shema Yartiach. Because the Gzeira of here, what's a Gzeira? It's really dark, and you're going to do Hatmana with something that doesn't keep heat, and now you're going to realize that this thing you want to do Hatmana with isn't very hot. So you'll boil it up quickly to do Hatmana. So we're scared that if we allow you to do something which preserves the heat, that you're going to end up heating it up to make it hot so that the heat will be preserved by what you're going to use to preserve the heat. So I'm going to say, Abaya, I don't understand. See, that's the case. Then Ben HaShmashot also be good Gzaira. May Ben HaShmashot, he says, no, why don't we worry about Ben HaShmashot? I'm going to stam kederuch. As a rule, most pots by Ben HaShmashot are hot. So we're not going to stop you altogether. We allow you to keep it. We just don't want you to do it when it's really chashuch, because you might come to do a tikh, and then a tikh is a proper Isur Doraita. Right? So Va'amar Rabba, now the Halacha Rabba says, Va'amar Rabba, now Rabbi says, okay, so now that was a Davar Shem Mosif, just something which maintains heat. But Davar Shem Mosif Hevel, he says that you can't even do Erev Shabbos. On Friday, you can't even stick something onto a hot plate. Right? Now we do it with like some sort of a blecht in between, right? We're talking about sticking something on the hot plate. You can't stick something on a hot plate if it's hot enough that you're going to just heat up your food. If it's just one of those salt and hot trays which don't really work anyhow, those like cupboards that you stick stuff in, they don't even keep the food hot. Right? So you got no problem about that. Right? That one doesn't work too well anyhow. But if you have something that really cooks hot, heats something up hot, you can't put the food on it even Erev Shabbos. Right? So he says, why? He says, because you might come to put on something which has got remetz. Rashi says, yeah, remetz is afer hamura b'gachalim, like ashes with it got coals in it. And you might come and she stuck the coals. So if you use something which heat now in their day, they're talking about remetz. Now it's being electricity. So you might, if it's got a switch, let's say, with like a, you know, like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you'll see on Shabbos, if you want to use your oven, you got to cover the switches. We'll come to that. That's garufa katum. In the Mishnah, speaking garufa katum, is to clean out the fire, to take out all the ashes and the coals. You know, we haven't got ashes and coals, so now how do you remember not to do something? You cover the knobs. So I'm going to say, what do we care? But Yakmin, what do we care? Man, let him do Hatmana. What's the big deal? He says, no. Gzaira Shema Yechateh B'Gachalim. We worried about a grashi there, the last wide lines. Mishach HaShecha Shibah Levashel Kedari Shlo Bishla Kol Tzor, because not probably cooked. V'gazru Af B'Sheila Kol Tzor, even fully cooked. Ad She Yigrof O She Yiktom. I'm going to make a hick here. We'll come to that in the next parak. V'achim HaSkinim Parak Kira, we'll see it later on. Okay. Now, Toshma. Now, while we're on Ben HaShmashot, we're going to have a brighter here about exactly what is the whole suffix of Ben HaShmashot. So the Gemara said like this. Terabanan. Ben HaShmashot, there are three sveikot. Ben HaShmashot, suffix, mina yom, mina laila. One suffix is that it might be day, it might be laila. In other words, it might be day or night. It might be a day or night. That's the suffix. It could be day and night. In other words, it might be a time on its own. There might be this time called Ben HaShmashot, which is neither day nor night. It's day and night. That's the one suffix. Safek kula min hayom. Maybe it's actually daytime. It hasn't started night yet. V'safek kula min hayom. Might already be nighttime, not daytime. Okay, that's how that Gemara there. Three safek. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Klomar, he says over here, safek kula min hayom, safek kula min hayom. Look at that one there. Harei gimel safekot. There are three safekot. Defichach meitin alav chomer shnayam. And that's why you machmir about it. We're not sure what it is. It might be a time on its own. We're going to see later on. We're going to ask questions. We're going to say, what's the nafkamina about these safekot over here? Right, this is what it says. Meitin it's now, as a result, this is the brighter. Safek kula yom, safek kula laila. Meitin oto lechomer shnayam. We make it chamur as if it's 2 days. So Ben HaShmashot will have certain implications, we'll see in a second, that it could be day and night, which means it could be today and it could be tomorrow. Remember, the night goes after the day. Like we counted the Sfirat HaOmer tonight. Right? Tonight is the beginning of the day. It's a new day. Yontif is out. Yontif's gone. See, Ben HaShmashot could be Yontif, it could be Motzei Yontif. It could be Shabbos, it could be Motzei Shabbos. It could be Erev Shabbos, it could be Shabbos. That's the important, that's what to understand, right? So now, Grosev Ezu Ben HaShmashot, what is this time Ben HaShmashot? We're very confused here about Ben HaShmashot. What is Ben HaShmashot? What time of day? So there's a couple of answers. Tana Kama says, Mishet Tishka HaChama, when the sun sets. And now listen carefully. Cause man shepnei mizrach ma'adimim. So long, all the time, that the east, the face of the east, now the sun sets in the west. I want to ask a stupid question. But in southern hemisphere, it sets in the west as well.
Yes.
It does, eh? Yeah, yeah, it does. I'm just thinking for a second. Right? Okay, Sal was laughing at me. All right. I'm just trying to work it out for a second. So the sun, I've got a South African sitting here next to me. He's fresh off the boat. Right? So now, South Africa, and the sun, I mean, goes, it starts, it's rising in the east and sets in the west. Right? So now we're saying that so long as the sun is still shining up, we see in the second chapter it says, that the east, that was the contra, the other side, is still a bit red. Now we understand from there that it means that there's still enough sun that it's giving off sun rays to the left, to the east. That's how I understand it, right? That's what we see the Rashi over here. Ma'adimim, shenir'ah admumit chama ba'avim, in the clouds, in that you can still see like some reddish. On the other hand, hichsif atachton, if the bottom, look at Rashi, hichsif means hishchir. Normally hichsif means became white. We often see hichsif like he got embarrassed, hichsif, right? That he went red or he went dark or his blood rushed out of his face, he went white. Normally hichsif means like he got embarrassed. But yeah, hichsif, Rashi says, yeah, hishchir. If the underline, look at hichsif atachton, what is tachton? Tachton shel kipat harakia hasmuchal aretz. So you've got the like in your horizon, right? You've got like the kipat harakia, this like roundness of the sky, is divided into a lower part and a higher part. So the lower part is darkened, but the upper part is still light. You can sometimes see that in the sky. It's not equal. The up and the lows are not equal because the sun is still giving light. Because now the world's round, the sun's still giving lights higher up over there, so to speak. So the bottom isn't seeing the sun because it's round and the sun set beneath. So this part of the horizon is dark, but above you can see some light higher up. If that's the case over there. So then, as long as that's concerned, right? So the Mishnah is like this. So let's just quickly understand this again. So what is Bein Hashmashot? Bishishkach sunset, Kozman Shepnei Mizrach Marimim, the eastern side is still a bit red. Hichsif tachton v'hichsif enyon. The bottom sky is dark and the upper sky is still light. That's Bein Hashmashot. Hichsif elyon v'hishvar tachton. When already the upper levels are equal to the lower levels and they're the same color, zehu laila. That is nighttime, according to Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Rabbi Nechemi says, no, he's got a different version. He says, Kadeshi Alech Adam Mishadishkach Hama Chatzi Mil. If you can walk a Chatzi Mil, a mil's about a kilometer, right? So if you can walk a Chatzi Mil, half a kilometer, 500 meters, approximately from the time that the sun starts to set till it's set, that's night time. Right? Look at Rashi Avia Chatzi Mil. Zehu Shir Orech Bein Hashmashot Lachar Chatzi Mil Havelala. So basically, it's not very long. It's every about 3.5 minutes. Right, probably what's it about 7 minutes to walk a kilometer if you're walking slowly? Am I exaggerating? Is it too fast? 10 minutes, okay, walk a kilometer. So say 5 minutes is the amount of Bein Hashmashot. Rabbi Yossi Omer is even quicker. Rabbi Yossi says Bein Hashmashot keheref ayin, like the blink of an eye. Look at Rashi, heref ayin, keshiur kritzat ayin berifyon v'lo bechoska. Rashi says it's when your eye is soft, not holding it like this, like a very relaxed eye. Like a blink of an eye, it was very, very quickly. Right, ze nichnas v'ze yotze. Night goes, day goes in and night goes out. Ve'i efshar la'amod alav. And you can't even tell the difference, says Rabbi Yossi. So we've got three opinions over here. We've got Rabbi Huda says that it's as long as it takes for the upper heavens and the lower heavens to become the same color. Rabbi Nehemiah says that it's a walk of half a kilometer. And Rabbi Yossi says a blink of an eye. Now, Amar Mar. Now the Gemara takes out an extraction from that brighter. And we said that the brighter, right? Meitirin oto l'chomesh nayamim. Therefore, because we got the safek, so we go for 2 days. We take it to the Gemara. Said, l'mai hilchata. Nafka mina. Practice. L'halocha. What are we speaking about? What do you mean, l'mai? What do you mean for 2 days? Look at Rashi over here. L'mai hilchata. So you got to read this whole Rashi with the Dibur Achle. Rashi like this. L'ma hilchata ya'tilu alav safek shevim mishnehem yeshbo. What's the halacha we're speaking about that we're saying that the Barash Masha is about like 2 days, like yes, today and tomorrow? So he says, Bishlom Rashi Safek Kula Min Hayom. We understand if we say that Barash Masha is the whole day, that's our Safek, is the daytime. Therefore, you can remember Inyan Motze Shabbat, Lahavi Asham Talui. Right? Is it Motze Shabbos? Do we not? It's afternoon, let's say it was Shabbos or Yontif. And now, in its later time, Barash Mashot, are we saying, could it still be today or not? In other words, if we did Melocha at that time, do we have to bring an Asham Talui? An Asham Talui, not a Vada Chatat, because it might not be data. So we're going to Asham Talui until Eliyahu or somebody comes and tells us what it really is, Barash Mashot really is. Safek Kulu Min Alayla. Or, on the other hand, if it's Safek, if we know that Barash Mashot is a whole night, then in a Lel Shabbos, right? Then we'll know if it's night time, so are we able to be Makai in the mitzvahs of Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, the Barash Mashot, or can we still do Melocha? Because it's not Shabbos yet. Right? Those things would be easier. Elachomesh Nehem Lamar Hilda. What is this idea that we've got the Chumrah of both of them? It's day and night. That doesn't clear. Is everybody clear with that? Happy with that? Right. So that's the Gemara's question. Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, he says the Inyan Tuma. He says, what's it about? It's all about Tuma. Kedetnan. Ra'ash Shnei Yamim. Now we know that a Zav, remember? We've got a Zav. A Zav has to see if it were to be a Zav Katan or a Zav Gadol. A Zav Gadol brings a Korban, remember? Count 7 Nakim, and brings a Korban and the whole Geshift, right? So now he has to see, Dot. He can either see either 3 in 3 days or 3 in 1 day or 2, I think it's 2, actually 3 need to remember. But if it's Zav Katan, he can have 2 sightings on 1 day or 1 on 2 days, a day and a day. Then you need 3 days, etc. So now the question is, what if he saw Barash Mashot? Is Barash Mashot considered 2 days? And he saw now a sighting on each day? And he had only one sighting. Is it count today and tomorrow if he had 2 sightings? Right? Can I explain it better? Rashna Yami Barash Mashot, Safek the Tumah Velo Korban. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Rashna But Shnei Ben Ashmashot, Ziva de Zav Metame Beyamim Uberiot, right? He says there, Zav is Metame both on days and on sightings, right? Bein Shra Ashtayim Beyom Echad, Bein Shra Ashtayim Beshnei Yamim, Ritzufim, right? Whether he saw 2 on 1 day or 1 on 2, what's Yamim Ritzufim? Continuous, thank you, in his days. Bein Shra Achat Beshnei Yamim, Kagon Ben Ashmashot, or if he saw 1 on 2 days, like Barash Mashot, they're seeing 1 on 2 days, 2 days on each day, saw one. Chashiv leke shtei rayot, mishum yamim, afilim ezech lemekam, Rashi brings a whole discussion there, right? Rayom echad Barash Mashot, back in the Gemara, safek letumah. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Ha gufa kashya. This is on its, it's very difficult on its own. Because amar te'ezu Barash Mashot, mishet ishka chama. Sorry, that's the end of that sugi over there. The Gemara then says, what's it for? We need to know about it because of Tumah. End of story. That's an example there, because Tumah would be a case where you see Barash Mashot, you could be Tameh on both days. All right? Now the Gemara says, okay, now we've got another problem. What's our problem? Hagu Fakashia. Amar Ta'ezu Barash Mashot, we say, what is Barash Mashot? And you said to me earlier on, right? Mishe Tishka HaChama. Now remember, we had Rabbi Rebbe say, Mishe Tishka HaChama. And then he said, "Kol man shepnei mizrach ma'adimim." Look in the bright at the top there, right? Mishet ishka hachama. It's at the end of the line there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines to the top of the amud. Ve'ezo ben ashmashot mishet ishka hachama. And we said, "Kol man shepnei mizrach ma'adimim." Full stop. Which means what? Now go back to the second now where we're asking the question now. So when we say that as long as the sky is a bit red, we infer, so the Gemara, ha, hichsif atachton, velo hichsif ha'edion, lailu. Then we infer from that, we want the sky to be red. Which means what? That if a part of the sky is black and a part of the sky is still light, then it's really light, because no longer red. But what did you say to me in the brighter? You said, either ma'adimim or pnei mizrach, and you carried on and said, v'hadar tana, I don't understand. Question clear? Right, let's go one more time. In the brighter, you said, we said like this. 5 lines from the top, something we said there, we said, Ezu Barash Mashot, Mishishka Chama, Koz Man Shepenei Mizrach Ma'adimim, full stop. But then we carried on and said, when the black is bottom is black, it's obviously is still light, it's banashmashot. And then we said, when it's both are equal, then it's not. But I understand. If you're telling me that it's red, it can't be red and half black and half lot black. Right? So make up your mind. It appears that red is banashmashot, and when it's half black, half still light, that's very dark. But you tell me in the Mishnah, in the bright, that's still banashmashot. So the Gemara gives two answers. He says, no, he's got two answers. He says, like this, no, you actually want to package it and learn it like this. Read it a little bit differently. When is the ben hashmashot going to Rebbe? Mishlishka chama, when the sun is set. And now, when the sun is set, calls man shebnei mizrach ma'adimim, so long as the eastern skies are still red, and all, if we got black and above, below and light above, now we ben hashmashot, then they still, those two are good examples of hashmashot. However, when it becomes equal as dark, so Rebbe is giving us two measures of hashmashot, either red or black and not black. Those, both those measures, I suppose one would be a clear day, one would be a winter day, a summer day, whatever the case was, both of hashmashot. That's Rebbe, that is Rabbi Amr's answer. For Rav Yosef Amr B'Rama Shmuel, and Shmuel says another answer. Tachi Gatani, he says, no, read it like this. Mishet Ishka Chama, when the sun is set, calls Banshe Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, so long as the sun, the red, the eastern side is red, that's daytime. Not even Banashmashot, that is still daytime. He goes, everything moves back a stage. Hichsif HaTachton, lo Hichsif HaElyon, when the bottom skies are black and the upper skies are light, that's Banashmashot. When Hichsif HaElyon Vishv HaTachton, then it becomes nighttime. So Rabbi says that both Ma'adim and Hichsif Tachton, lo Hichsif HaElyon is Spanish Mashot. Rabbi Yosef says Ma'adim, when it's still red, that's daytime. Sun's still fully fledged, that's daytime. And he basically, his Spanish Mashot starts a little bit later than Rabbi's. So the Gemara says like this. Vazura Tanatamayu. And they were both pretty consistent. Right, Itmar, we got a machloket. Shir Banash Mashot Bekama. We had a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. When they said, what is the measure? How long is Banash Mashot? I'm Rabbi Huda, I'm Shmuel. Rabbi says, Rabbi Shmuel, Shlosha Chelkei Mil. He says, the three parts of a meal. Three parts. Three Chelkei. Three parts. And what does that mean? What does three parts mean? If it's three thirds, then it's one meal. If it's three halves, then it's one and a half meal. Right? Got it? What does three parts mean? So he says like this, my gimel chalkei meal. If it's three halves of a meal, then name a meal mechz, it's one and a half meal. El etlata tile mila, name a meal. If you get to him as three thirds, then three thirds is a meal. So what does he mean by three parts of a meal? El etlata revaye, three quarters of a meal. That's what he means, three quarters of a meal. For Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, let's say he's got his own version of how long is Ben Hashmashot. He says, Shnei Chelkei Mil. So there's two parts of the same question. If two parts are two halves, then it's one meal. Right? If two parts are, if it's two parts are two quarters, then it's half a meal. Look at Rashi Gomer says, My Shnei Chelkei Mil. Inam a tre palge milay lame a meal. If it's two halves, say a meal. Vele tre revaya, I mean if it's three, two quarters, then say lame a chetzi meal. And so what does he mean when he said two parts of a meal? But also, man, tre tilte meal, two thirds of a meal. So basically we've got like this. We've got Rabbi says it's three quarters, and Rabbi Yosef says it's two thirds. So what's a common denominator between a quarter and a third? A twelfth, right? So 3/4 would be 4 times 3 would be 9/12, and 2/3 would be 8/12, correct? So we got 9/12 and 8/12. So really the whole difference between them is 1/12. That's the real bottom line. The difference is 1/12 of a meal. Right, so 12th of a kilometer. What is that? 12th of a kilometer? I don't know. It's about 60 meters or something. No, but more. I don't know. 80 meters. Right? So, tray meter, the distance takes to walk like this. The question says, my benayu. What's the difference between the two of them? Ike benayu palga de danka. A half a danka. Right? Rashi says, what's half a danka? Echad mi yud bet per meal. 1/12 of a meal. Danka would be a 24th of a meal. Right? It would be a 6th of a meal. Sorry, so it's double, a half a danka. The Shura de Rabbi Tlat Ruvaya Milaanu Tisha Palga. Danke. The Shura de Rabbi Yosef Shmone Pilga Danke. Danke. Stut Danke is a Stut, a 6. Right? And that's the two of them. Very, very close. End of Avia.